All right, so what are we doing today as a topic?
Entomology.
Forensic entomology, and what is entomology? Study of insects, right. Insects are by far the most successful of all animals in history. There are more species of insects than all other animals combined. In fact, just beetles. There's an amazing amount of beetle species just by themselves, which is just one type of insect. Anyway, though, it's useful for forensics because they have fairly short lifespans and they undergo pretty drastic changes during that development process, which allows you to give a pretty good estimate of how long a body has been dead, right? Based on what types of insects are there and how big they are and what form they're in. So these, I'm not going to give you this video, by the way. You already have the link to it. You can watch it if you want. But we're going to get right out of there as soon as I get done talking. What are these decay stages, by the way, in order? What's the first stage? The fresh stage. What happens during the fresh stage? Well, they don't really start to decompose immediately. Not quite yet. Yeah, it looks like a sleeping person, but it's hard to wake them up. What about, as far as entomology is concerned, what happens? Right. Insects look for openings in the body in which to lay eggs, right? And so that's why, just because the skin is impermeable to them, that's why the naturally occurring orifices are perfect places for them. So any of the natural openings, mouth, anus, vagina, ears, are good spots for them. But also wounds are available for them if a wound has pierced the skin. What's the second stage? The bloating, which is pretty self-descriptive. What causes the bloating? Gases that are being emitted by bacteria that are busy breaking down the internal structures. Gives you an appreciation of how important your immune system is, because those bacteria are continuously trying to do this throughout your lifetime, right? But you're continuously not letting them because of your defenses. But that's the bloating stage, and it's especially if the body's not wounded, you can get a pretty good bloat because the skin is still intact. It holds all that pressure in up to a point, right? Until the third stage, which is what? The decay stage. What happens there besides decay? Yeah, the pressure gets relieved somehow because there's a break in the skin, and that's the most pleasant as far as the aroma is concerned. And so the considerable decay that has gone on prior to this leaves the body pretty limp looking, because when the pressure is relieved and there's not as much material in the body anymore, you have, you know, skin drooping on bone, for instance. And then what's the final stage? What is it? Yes, and what is that? What's the defining characteristic of that? Yeah, there's very much left to eat at that point for them. So we always find it hard to get volunteers for the dead bodies, which, though we don't use humans, we're going to be using some sort of meat. It changes term to term. I think it might, I don't know what they have hanging out there, but it's hanging in trees, right? Now, there are only four trees, so you're going to be working in four groups. I don't care how you arrange yourselves, as long as we have a fairly even number of people at each group. But I'll show you what the trees are numbered as when we get out there. Make sure you write that down, though, because you're going to be studying just one tree, one scene. And part of what you're doing today is try to figure out the order of the occurrences. They were put out at different times, different days, right? So there's an order to how old they are. But you're not going to be going around and looking at all four of them. You're only going to just look at your own and then exchange information about what the other groups found, and each group should come up with an estimate of what the order was of these deaths. All right? It's kind of variable on as to what we can collect out there, not only because of weather, but also, like this time around, my section is the last one of the week, which means they might have been already picked pretty clean. Hopefully they left some maggots and stuff for you to pick up, but look carefully, which means you might have to get in there and dig around to try to find some stuff, all right? I probably don't have to tell you to remember gloves, but that's just one thing you should take. You should also take your little vials that have ethanol in them. It's already sitting out. Take your nets. Take a pencil. Take a notebook. Take your forceps. Your little blue tweezers are forceps.
Those are pretty easily used, the forceps.
Well, yeah, but we bleach everything between uses. So you're going to be touching things that you don't want to spread the juices of all over once you get back in here. So when you do come back up, I'll hold the door open for you so you don't spread it all over the doorknobs and stuff, and you'll wash your hands immediately upon getting in here. Like it says, you need to have your insects that you bring back here dead, so don't let them escape in here. Sometimes it takes a while for maggots, for instance, to die from the ethanol. They seem to enjoy it. But that's what these little beakers are for with the strainers. So you'll pour the ethanol, which can be reused, through this and collect whatever maggots or any other thing that you have in there. So just reuse that ethanol if you thought it was dead and it still isn't. You can put it right back into your tube. The rest is pretty self-explanatory, though, once we get out there. Here are two extra... Oh, maybe not. You should all have nets already sitting out anyway. So once we get down there, make yourselves into four groups. We have 23 here, so it looks like we should have six on three and one with five. However you want to do that is fine, but make sure you write down where you are. All right, that's it.